Okay, so this A-side, B-side is a little bit more complicated, but just bear with me.
That's the world's Brandy Fullwood, who's in the studio with me for this week's A-side, B-side. What are we hearing here, Brandy?
This Icelandic lullaby from the Smithsonian Archives. The literal connection to the B-side is that both of the artists are from Iceland, but I kind of connected them a little bit more because of the emotional state that you hear when you listen to the music.
What emotional state is this?
I don't really have a word for it. It's kind of like, I'm trying to compare it to the initial pain of heartbreak and like kind of the time before anyone actually believes that you're fine. Like, I don't know. Do you even remember like your first heartbreak or like the most like devastating one?
Well, you're putting me on the spot here. I do, very clearly. Fourth grade, my first crush, and I didn't even know what a crush was, so I didn't know what I was feeling. But it was a feeling deep in my heart that I liked this girl. Her name was Mandy. I really liked her. I just didn't know how to say it. So it was kind of like heartbreak from the get-go.
Yeah, so it's like the period after that where you're kind of sitting with the intentions of that person and really like reveling in their likeness and something that's positive about them and no longer feeling the pain of that anymore. Like you're convincing yourself that you're okay.
It's kind of remarkable. This is a chorus of like at least 20 people probably singing a lullaby. I mean, how calm can I feel as I'm going to bed hearing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like the moment of just before the lullaby convinces you that you want to go to sleep. Like anyone can sing you a lullaby, but you kind of have to like work with the music to be like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed, or okay, I'm ready to move on.
So what's your B-side?
The B-side for me came together as Björk's full album Utopia, but I picked out Blissing Me, which we'll hear right now.
This is her latest album.
Yes. Off my mouth was kissing it. Now into the air I am missing it. This is excess texting. A blessing to music nerds obsessing.
And what do you hear just musically that kind of joins these two songs?
I think the thing that's really interesting about both of the tracks and the album is that the vocals and the musical arrangements are really elongated. They're like, this is going to be a long time. This is a long idea, and this is a long sentiment.
And I don't know how to put this into words, but they both feel totally Icelandic.
Exactly, and it's, you know, Iceland's 99th birthday, so what could be better than Björk and Icelandic lullabies?
Love Unrequited from fourth grade, music promised and delivered from the world's Brandy Fullwood. A-side, B-side is part of our future folk collaboration with the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. Brandy, thanks for this.
Thanks.